value yourself and you do your research. And if it's a goal you're trying to meet, write it down. Take days, one day at a time. Everyone's different. Don't compare yourself to others or anything like that. And definitely when you do hit your goals and get to the point where you want to be, you're going to be the best version of yourself you possibly can. So, you always keep that in mind and value yourself. And
hi there, carnivore enthusiast. I'm Adam with Carnivore Today. And in this interview, we sit down with an inspiring man, Damon Holly from the Carnivore Damon YouTube channel, who used an unconventional method to achieve tremendous weight loss and many other health benefits. Before we start, please remember to subscribe and enable notifications so you never miss any of our future videos. I truly appreciate those who have already done just that. Let's get started. All right, we're live. How you doing, Damon?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Adam?
Doing awesome. Doing very beefy.
That's always good.
Right? Awesome. So let's start with, first of all, your name, your channel, and a little bit of background with yourself.
Right. So my name is Damon Holly, and my channel right here is Carnivore Damon. Definitely check me out. Just started out about a couple weeks ago now. I'm definitely going to be posting some content about my carnivore life, carnivore, ketovorous lifestyle. And I currently live in Richmond, Virginia area, more specifically in Hanover. Been living here all my life. And as far as, you know, carnivore, I've been doing this now for just about almost a year. So here I am. I'm definitely trying to help out a lot of people, and I'm definitely trying to get my face out there and get some content underway. And that's about that.
Awesome. Where did you first hear about the carnivore diet?
Yeah, so funny. So one of my friends that I used to work out with on a weekly basis, he originally told me about the ketogenic diet over a year ago. And when I started hitting a plateau after a certain amount of pounds that I lost, he basically started mentioning to me about, you know, going carnivore. That's something that he started doing for a while, because he went from about around 190 to 144 now. So I basically just cut out I've removed just the rest of the carbohydrates I had from, you know, doing keto, whole ketogenic, like tomatoes and avocados and things like that. And then dairy as well. That's a big staller for me. As far as cheese, and I just basically went all meat for a few months starting off, and I definitely broke the plateau, and I lost a good amount of set of pounds, and I felt even better, because I'm guessing maybe from some of the vegetables I had in my diet at the time, you know, caused still a little bit of bloating. And, you know, keto definitely was the door, you know, that was starting to open for me to get to where I'm at now. But I feel like carnivore definitely was the key. So I'm definitely sticking in between that now, and bouncing between carnivore and ketovore, just kind of experimenting with a couple of foods just to see how I feel. But I definitely feel the best on carnivore.
Awesome. So what weight did you actually start off with approximately? And then where are you at now?
Yes. Yeah, so at my heaviest, I was 413 pounds.
Okay.
And I felt.
Definitely don't look at 413 now.
Thank you. Never again. So that was my heaviest. You know, I felt as bad as you can imagine. I didn't have any motivation to do anything. You know, I was exercising, but, you know, I wasn't getting anywhere. You can't outwork a bad diet. So now I'm currently at 242 pounds.
Oh, nice.
And
that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And I think kind of off the top of my head, this is about 170 pounds and around that number. But I feel great. I definitely am not turning back, not looking back at all. I've been talking to a few people recently, actually, and I tell them, I said, when you remove a lot of those things from your diet and you try it out again, and you slip up and have just a little bit of sugar or something like that, like for me, I can feel every bit of it. It's like I get,
oh yeah,
you know, I start feeling a little bit hot, and I guess it's just probably the blood sugar going up because, you know, my body's not used to having those type of things anymore, which is a great thing. Because of course that's poison that causes a lot of inflammation, but I feel better than ever. And I still have a ways to go because I still feel like the last bit of weight, like the 40, 50 pounds is the hardest to get off. Cause I feel like, you know, that weight's been there the longest. Cause I feel like it, when you're first starting off, you get off a lot of the surface weight. So, right. And then I tell people that first set amount of pounds is the hardest and easiest to get off because it's the hardest because you're trying to break a habit and you're starting a new mm-hmm. thing, lifestyle and all that sort. But it's the easiest because it's the easiest amount of weight that's going to come off because it's surface weight, water weight, all that sort of type of thing.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. It's almost like you're reversing the weight. You're reversing all of the health issues and things like that.
Definitely.
It does seem like that for sure. Yeah. And I agree. I mean, I'm right there in terms of weight. I've got maybe 5-10 pounds left, and it's just taking forever.
But, yeah, it's something because it's kind of like you just have to let the process roll on its own, keep doing what you're supposed to do, and it's like your body's just gonna break the plateau when it wants and everything. But I still like experimenting because sometimes I think to myself, maybe it's, you know, some of the stevia from the electrolytes that I'm using or something, or let me just try going just all water and meat for, you know, a couple of weeks or something. So I kind of just bounce back and forth, you know, still sticking to the plan, of course, and everything to see, you know, because a big thing with me is this water weight. Like if I slip off one day and, you know, have something I'm not supposed to, or have, you know, about 20 grams of carbs or something from, you know, certain keto foods, like, you know, the vegetables or something, too much of it, I may have a couple extra pounds of water weight one day. And, you know, I definitely try to move a lot more as well, too, because since I work in an office, you know, I'm sitting, you know, almost half of the time. So I try to move as much as I can during the day and definitely on my days off from work. And, you know, I just feel like just that water weight and everything, like you're just sitting there and just you're not getting any movement.
Right.
But since I've been on carnivore now, I'm getting up earlier in the morning, so I'm more motivated to work out around 5:30 in the morning to try to get some extra, you know, faster cardio and to burn off that, I guess, that extra sugar that your liver or whichever makes, you know, like in the morning time for your blood sugar is naturally being higher. So I actually did that this morning, so I'm trying to start making that a routine as well.
Cool. So when you first started to lose weight, were you getting up and working out at 5:30 in the morning?
Definitely not. I did not. Oh my goodness, I did not feel like getting up. At my heaviest, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea. So even with that, I was still, you know, sluggish, and I was snoozed the alarm clock multiple times, you know, out the morning. And yeah, I definitely didn't feel like getting up to, you know, work out. And you know, some days I was more motivated than others, you know, depending on what, you know, I had on the scale, and, you know, definitely depending on what I was eating the day before, because that, you know, affected it a lot. And before, when I was near or at my heaviest, my eating pattern was completely different. Of course, you know, I was eating a lot more versus now, since I do intermittent fasting, and I was eating more later in the evening. And of course, with eating carbohydrates that late in the evening and at the nighttime, I felt it through the night. Yeah, I wake up, my stomach's hurting, and it just wasn't good. I didn't get good quality sleep. But now I feel like I've mostly, probably 90%+ reversed my sleep apnea. Like I rarely use my CPAP machine now, and I wake up feeling just
awesome.
Fine. Yeah, so
that is really cool.
I think what I'm going to do, and I know I'm probably bouncing around a little bit, And I think what I'm going to do is when I do my yearly follow-up, my sleep doctor, I'm going to go ahead and do a retest. Mm-hmm. So for anybody out there that, you know, has been diagnosed with sleep apnea and you've lost a lot of weight and you don't feel like you have to use it a lot anymore, you know, get a retest done to see where you're at, how many occurrences you're having in an hour. I started from having 32 occurrences. Probably is down to one now since the last time I checked. So,
wow.
You know, go ahead and get
That's
it checked
awesome.
And everything. Yeah. So, you know, of course, you know, sleep apnea, for anyone that doesn't know, that's basically pauses in your breathing at night. So that's if you ever wake up with your throat feeling dry, that's probably what it is because your mouth is open. So, okay. Yeah, that's not a good thing. So,
right.
You know, definitely get that checked out. And, you know, when you're researching and going on to this lifestyle plan and, you know, you do lose a lot of weight and everything and clear a lot of ailments, you know, definitely get that rechecked. So you don't have to, you know, continuously spend money on that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's really good advice. So I'm sure we'll get an update from you on your channel when you get your next test results on that, right?
Oh, definitely. I'll definitely get that posted eventually. Yes.
Nice.
That's going to be very, very exciting. So it's, you know, having a mask on your face, I don't like it. And then when I do use it now, like every once in a trying it out, I don't like it because with the full face mask, like with me, I guess since I lost a lot of weight in my face, I guess like there's more bone or something probably right here around my nose, and you know, kind of when I wake up in the morning, it's just, it doesn't feel comfortable, so it kind of leaves a mark right here because of the suction or something like that. So I definitely don't enjoy using it anymore. So
yeah, that doesn't sound very comfortable at all.
Not at all. So yeah, but stuff like that is basically just, you know, a band-aid to the real problem. Of course, you know, the problem is the root cause is your nutrition and everything. You know, having more air going in your mouth at night, yeah, you know, that's temporary and everything, but you can actually have more air going through your nose and your mouth while you sleep, you know, if you don't have that extra suction, I guess, from, you know, the extra, you know, fat and weight, you know, just around your chest and, you know,
the
neck area and everything.
Stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So and I think, of course, a lot of that's coming from inflammation and everything. So, you know, now I feel way more comfortable sleeping on my back and, you know, stomach or whichever at night and everything, because I was waking up all sorts of times through the night and everything. And I could never sleep on my back, of course. So because, of course, from the inflammation and obstruction at the time.
Well, I'm happy for you, man. That's amazing that you were able to do that just by eliminating some foods and eating more of some juicy steak.
Exactly. Right? I had 2 chuck eye steaks today on the grill and they were delicious.
Nice.
I had
awesome.
95% grass fed butter on both of them and some Redmond salt, and I'm good for the day.
That's awesome. Killer.
And right now I'm drinking some Mountain Valley sparkling water and put some Keto Chow daily minerals in it.
There you go.
And yep.
I did those for a while. I haven't been on carnivore as long as you, but I'm starting to wean off of the electrolytes. I think
okay.
My body's finally finding some sort of a balance. And I don't know if it has to do with the stored fat that I have and, you know, whatever relationship that has, but seems like I need less than what I did before, but I need more water for whatever reason.
That's great. Yeah, it seems like your body's probably just balancing everything out now. I guess since I have, you know, some more body fat to burn, and I'm definitely toned up more from the top down.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, that's kind of how it's always been with me, because when I was starting to lose weight, people noticed, of course, like my face first, and they say, oh, your face is a lot smaller. And of course, I see that even from before and after pictures, which is a good thing. Because I guess
right.
You can just see all the inflammation in your face. Mm-hmm. And then my arms are toning up more. My chest is getting smaller. Yeah. And of course, the big thing I can't wait to see more of is my stomach getting more smaller, which it is and everything.
Right.
So, you know.
Break out that washboard.
Showing. Yep.
Let's go, ladies, right?
Yep.
Yep. So I think you said you were 28. Is that right?
Yes, I'm 28.
Okay. And then, so you've been doing carnivore for about a year, and before that, you know, how far in the distance has it been that you struggled with weight? And have you tried any other diets?
Yeah, so I've been struggling with my weight since I was a teenager. That's when I really started putting on the pounds. And I didn't really start trying to, you know, versatile out to different diets until I probably, you know, since my early 20s. And, you know, I tried vegan, you know, almost a few years ago now, and just a couple of different fads, and it's, you know, I just cycled around basically. I didn't really get much result from it. Mm-hmm. And I did know, like, because I kept telling myself for years, you know, I got down to probably 340 at one point, probably about 7+ years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to figure out what did I do? And then I finally realized that it's because I was, you know, cutting out the carbs and everything. I was cutting out the breads and, you know, just certain foods and just kind of going whole food without, you know, too many of the extra carbs and such. And, you know, because I know I was doing higher protein as well. And I just didn't know, of course, you know, I didn't know what it was at the time. So I couldn't really, you know, label it or anything like that, so to say. So, you know, it's kind of what it was then and everything. I was kind of just, you know, as you could say, probably yo-yo dieting. And, you know, I feel a lot more empowered now being educated and, you know, just from my one friend telling me that, you know, hey, try this out. And I said, hey, why not? And I tried everything else. So, but once I started seeing the number on the scale go down and, you know, going down those rabbit hole of videos, I started putting two and two together and I said, wow, this whole time, but you know, better late than never. Right. So,
right. Yeah, for sure. It's crazy how it's so simple.
Exactly. And it's just so simple. So simple. Mm-hmm. Especially with there's certain people out there, you know, like, you know, Ken Berry, you know, you just break the terminology down to just layman terms and everything. It's mm-hmm. just, you know, common sense in a way. So I said, why are we always supposed to be eating this way? You know, at least 99%+ of the time. So, right. You know, it's a great thing, but I feel very empowered now. So even, you know, like he said in one of his videos, like if you do choose to slip off and put something in your mouth that, you know, you just know for yourself that, hey, I know this is unhealthy. I know this isn't going to get me anywhere. You, at least, you know, you're educated on that. Now, you know what real food is. You know, the definition of real food. You know, if you can't, you know, if it's more than one ingredient, most likely it's not real food. So it's processed in some sort of type of way. So, you know, the big thing for me, it definitely was education. And I want to make sure I'm educated best I can be to help out other people. And I'm still educating myself, of course, you know, that's why I'm stepping out of my space and really doing this. And, you know, instead of me helping 50 to 100+ people I locally know, let's say hopefully someday I can help thousands of people as well and, you know, play my part in the community and networking and such. So I definitely want to start. Thank you. I definitely want to network out of my, you know, career and not just in my career, but in my personal life as well. And find something that I'm passionate about because I know the struggle. So.
And you're starting out young too. So you're going to probably live to be 120+.
Hopefully.
Right. Yeah. So you're going to influence millions more than likely at some point, you know, the ripple effect.
Thank you. The more lives I can touch, the better. So, you know, even if they change just one or two, you know, or a couple things, you know, that's fine with me and everything. If I was able to change somebody's life better in any type of way, you know, that makes me feel amazing. So,
that's awesome. Yep. So what do your daily meals typically look like?
Yeah, it definitely varies. So, like I said earlier today, I had two chuck eye steaks. And that was about it for me for the day. Some days I may try to do a couple seafood days a week, depending on how I feel. Just, you know, just say, I want to get my omega-3s in. So I do, you know, a couple packs of sardines and, you know, of course, make sure I have my water intake in, all my electrolytes. Some days I'll have some eggs and bacon. probably in the morning time or around noon, because I do intermittent fasting. So I usually eat majority of the time once a day, and I feel pretty satisfied. Definitely depending on how much activity I have going on throughout the day. And some days I have the taste for ground beef. Lately, I haven't had too much for the taste of burgers, especially since I cut out the cheese and everything. Right. So, just eating plain burger patties, it started getting a little bit, not as enjoyable. So I definitely been sticking to steaks lately. So I've been buying a lot of chuck eye steaks, and it's basically just cut, almost from the same part like the ribeye is, from the body. So I've been doing a lot of steaks. I just basically had my first T-bone. What was that? Nice. Probably a thing yesterday, the other day, and it was really good. I still prefer the chuck eye steaks though, but because I'm not a huge fan of New York strips, I cook them pretty good and everything, but there's something about a ribeye and chuck eye steak
for sure.
Fat, the marbling's
fat,
better.
Man. Yeah,
and I want to start. I've been checking out some videos too online, and people have been cooking. What's it? The ribeye cap steaks. It looks like a burger. Mm. And I want to buy some of those. I know they usually sell them like at Costco's or like Sam's Club. So I want to start picking.
I haven't heard of that.
Picking those up. Yeah, it's like it's basically a ribeye that's like this, cut just like this. It's like a filet mignon, like cut type. So,
okay. Eye of the ribeye.
Yeah. So I'm going to start picking some of that up and everything. The marbling looks really good. So,
nice.
Yeah. So that's usually what I'm eating. And, sometimes some salmon or, chicken every once in a while, but I mainly crave red meat, lamb. A lot of love lamb chops. Every once in a while I do some lamb. I just bought another rack of lamb this week, so I put that in the freezer because I don't plan to eat that this week. So, but I kind of bounce around and keep some variety going. So
that's awesome. So do you ever feel, hungry like you did before you went carnivore?
I definitely don't feel as hungry, and that's more the freedom behind it too, because I don't feel slave to the kitchen. So definitely I'm glad I started the intermittent fasting early on when I was in keto, because I got more used to it, because I still get those crazy eyes every once in a while when I tell people, I only eat once or twice a day, and they're like, oh my goodness, like you don't eat that. Yeah, I only eat once or twice a day. It's,
right.
And it's so much better for me because I don't feel like I have to cook all the time, because I don't care who you are. No one wants to cook every day. No. So,
It's very annoying.
It's annoying because I feel like I can do something else, and I just, to clean up and everything. And I cook a lot on the grill. My favorite way to cook steaks is on the grill. Like it just comes off softer and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't really like cooking on the pan that much and everything. And I still fix them the same way. Something about the grill is so much better. So I know some people do the reverse searing, but the grill's for me. So, usually stick to about once a day, and I don't feel as hungry definitely at all. When I was doing keto, intermittent fasting, I could fast a whole lot longer, I guess, because I had so much additional weight and everything to get off, and I was trying to rebalance my hormones and everything and such. So my longest fast is probably 3 to 4 days, especially when I went through some periods of time where I kind of felt weird and bad, probably the electrolyte imbalance or something. But now I cannot fast that long. I don't know if it's because, that's bad for the thyroid or something, but I just, after 24 hours, there's no way. So that's the way I feel sometimes, I guess. My body's like really trying to burn that fat or something. But that's one of the best things, that came out of this is, not feeling like I have to eat all the time. So,
So do you feel like your body is more, or let's put it this way, do you feel like you're more sensitive to understanding what your body is telling you now that you're on carnivore?
Yes, definitely. I feel like my cell communication is a lot better because, of course, when you're that big, you're very inflamed, your fat cells are very inflamed. And, when your cell communication is off, which, of course, a lot of people talk about insulin resistance, which is basically, a cell communication issue and inflammation, of course, going on, you know, you're not going to lose any weight and everything. So I feel like now my hormones, you know, have balanced a lot better. And of course, like, you know, with the ghrelin and leptin, of course, you know, those are like your hunger signal hormones and such. So I guess that's probably gotten a lot better, because before, you know, I'll just be eating just because. Like, now I feel like I know what I need to eat, you know, if I really am hungry or not. So as in before, I'm just, you know, eating, you know, because I'm bored or, you know, just whatever the cause was. So I feel like, yeah, that's gotten a whole lot better. And all that goes in just in line with, you know, you have to get healthy to lose weight, not lose weight to get healthy. You know, weight loss definitely is a great plus, you know, definitely for me. But, you know, the key is basically just getting your whole system back in balance, you know, just your metabolic health as a whole. And your hormones play a big role in that, because, you know, if your hormones are just all jacked up, you're going to be all over the place, you know, no matter what plan you are in. So, you know, I feel like this diet is just the best way, you know, to kickstart all that and just kind of reset and bounce everything back to where it should be. Because your body knows what to do anyway. And like, you know, our bodies our bodies know what they're doing, what it's doing. So,
right. Very well said. Yeah. Yep. We just kind of need to get out of the way and feed it the right fuel, which is lots of fat.
Exactly. Yes. Yep.
So do you have any special recipes that you like to make, or is it just kind of just trying to get the feeding time over with?
I try to do a couple different things. Like every once in a while, I may try to, you know, add a spice or two to my steak or something, and, you know, maybe try to, you know, cook it in a different manner. Like, for example, this past week, I tried this thing called liquid smoke. And I put on my steak before I threw it on the grill. And it's no sweeteners or anything in it. It was like some natural hickory flavor or something. Mm-hmm. No carbs, no sugar. Mm-hmm. Very low calorie. I threw that on there with the salt and kind of let it do its own little small marinade. I, you know, put it in the fridge for a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. You know, threw the grass-fed butter on it and just threw it on the grill. And it came out pretty good. So, nice. And it, you know, it's good. Basically, I think that's, for me, that's kind of like a low carb. Well, it's no carbs, but it's a better version to use than like Worcestershire sauce. So,
oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. So, because that stuff's full of sugar. So, yeah, that came out pretty good. I used to do that. I'm kind of doing that a couple times a week just to add a little extra flavor. So,
nice.
Yeah. So,
I would do that. I would try it. If we didn't just buy a smoker. So I'm actually smoking it. So,
that's nice. Yeah.
But I can tell you this. I think that liquid smoke is, I think it is essentially just like water that has been put in a smoke. You know, it's just absorbed the smoke. So, yeah, that's why there's not really much in it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So I'm going to stick with it. Not doing me any harm or anything. So add a little extra flavor. So
right.
I try to, you know, change it up every once in a while. If I find something online or I see somebody else make something, I try to do my own variation of it. So, just kind of change it up every once in a while. So could be many things. And, you know, once I, you know, find some ideas here and there, you know, I'll try to, you know, post it on my channel as I'm cooking and, you know, put the finished product on there. So
there you go.
Yeah. Right. Have somebody else try it out.
Right. Yep. Right. So before we continue with carnivore stuff, I kind of want to hit a little bit on you personally. So what kind of things do you like to do in free time?
Yeah. So, you know, usually in my free time, you know, if I'm not, you know, doing some studying for a certification for my job. So, and I work full-time in IT, but usually a few things I do, you know, try to get as much sun as I can and, you know, try to get some, you know, exercising in, you know, trying to build a you know, small community here and everything. So some of us can meet up that, you know, kind of doing a similar thing with carnivore and ketovore. And also as well, I like to go out and I like to shoot. So,
nice.
Yeah. So I go to the shooting range every once in a while, and I kind of cut back on it for the summertime because it's so hot, of course. So I stick to the indoor range. And then I've started getting into hunting this past year. So I'm actually meeting up with a couple of colleagues to go hunting this November, December. And my goal is to get my first buck and have the head mounted on my wall in my living room, and take the butcher, processor, or whichever, and get some deer meat. So get some fat added to it. So, because I want to do some deer chili this winter.
There you go.
That's awesome. So
right. At first, I thought you were going to say that you're going to get your first cow.
I can't do that. Can't do that right now. I'll probably buy a cow for somebody, but I don't want to take care of one. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this. Has there been any challenges that you've had, the carnivore, ketovore way of eating that maybe you didn't see to begin with?
I would say for me, I guess it was it's a lot better now, but probably social pressure. So especially when I was, going from keto to kind of ketovore and carnivore, and, I try to, I'm pretty good 98-99% of the time, but, every rare once on an occasion, if I go on vacation or, a holiday comes around, I'm a lot more mindful, but, I may have a low carb slip up or something like that. But usually when I hang out with people now, in the most part, I'm definitely a lot more mindful of what I get when I, go to a restaurant, because I know they're, using vegetables and all those types of things, which I, highly recommend people to stay away from, with the omega-6 and omega-9, oils. So, fats, I mean. So usually when I go out now, it's nothing to me to, get water, instead of any type of sugar drink, and, stick to mostly protein. And, if I have some sort of carb, stick to a veggie or some sort of like that and everything, and avoid, any type of sauces with sugars or, any type of, hidden ingredients in it. Because, of course, since I stay away from that stuff, 95% plus of the time, I can feel every bit of it. I can walk away out of there knowing that it's something that was in that food, because, there's no way, especially if if you haven't had something in your body for a while, it's going to detect something. So, and I'm very in tune with my body. So I would kind of say that, because, I live alone, so it's easy for me to keep everything out of my home and everything. I say, look, if I'm going to stick to something, I'm going to stick to it. My pantry's pretty clean. Everything's carnivore, ketovore approved, and my fridge is clean as well. So my freezer is full of meat. But I think that's probably just the only thing is, I have a couple of events coming up in the next few months. I have two weddings to go to. I have a bachelor party to go to next month. So I got invited. So, I'll be a lot more mindful.
Anybody that hasn't seen you in a while?
Anyone that hasn't seen me in a while?
Yeah, that you'll see at the weddings?
These are the wedding I'm going to in October is so colleagues invited me to it. Cause I work for a sheriff's office, so it's a couple of friends I have there that's getting married, and then some of my neighbors, they invited me to their wedding in November. So it's a couple people I've seen in the past 6 months or so, but not where it's been like a tremendous amount of long time where they probably will notice a small change, but they've seen me in a good amount of time, and that, for my weight loss. So, but it has been a couple people I've run into, family and friends wise, in the past 6 months to a year that was completely shocked. So, and it's some people I haven't even seen in person yet in probably like 2+ years and everything, because they've been so busy with work and such. And I can't wait to see the look on their face, because some of them will ask me, hey, can you send me a picture? I said, no, you got to wait. You gotta wait for the prize in person. Nope.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I said, yeah, you have to wait for that one. I said, let's hang out one day. But yeah, it's a great feeling and everything. Cause yeah, I've been struggling for a while, and I finally found it, and hopefully I'll be able to help them out too once I see them. So yeah,
that's awesome. So have you noticed anything else aside from obviously weight loss and your sleep apnea is basically gone? Anything else that you've noticed as far as a benefit maybe you didn't expect?
Yep. My cognitive function has gotten a lot better. So I feel a lot more clear headed. I feel a lot more relaxed now. I feel like my body is just absorbing more of the nutrients than I'm, consuming, as far as stuff that keeps you more calm, instead of like zinc and magnesium and probably more protein as well. I feel like I'm building muscle much better and everything. I feel like I'm, like I told you earlier, I'm toning in certain places, faster than I was before doing certain plans and such. Like for example, today, like I mentioned with my cognitive function, I had a job interview this morning for a promotion, and, I felt more, confident for the interview anyway, but like, I just felt a lot more naturally relaxed. I was just, I even drank some more of the, sparkling water with the natural minerals in it. And I don't know if, I was just consuming more of that or something, but I just felt a lot more naturally relaxed this go around. So, it's those type of things and stuff. And I feel that way more on a daily basis. And another thing too, is like in the morning time, I know they say that your blood sugars are naturally higher. So, and every, here and there, a couple times a week, maybe a few times a week, I usually take some, apple cider vinegar, organic apple cider vinegar in my water with my electrolytes. And, that does me pretty good too. So, and of course now, since I'm waking up early in the morning, of course, which is a good benefit, I try to work out and get the steps in, and try to burn off probably that extra sugar that my liver makes or whichever. So, those are pretty few things, but that's a lot better for me, because I feel like now I can kind of sit down and concentrate on certain things more, like starting this up, starting my YouTube channel, and reaching out to people and just kind of taking a chance and networking and reaching out to the distance. So. This is a lot of pretty much a lot of things, and probably maybe before I had more anxiety and I didn't know it, and that's probably gone down a whole lot, because I was probably overthinking things and a bit nervous. But now I just feel more confident and likely to try out new things versus how I was before. So that's definitely a big benefit.
I'm there with you.
I'm
a photographer, so I take pictures of people. I put people on the camera. I'm not on camera. Like I was.
Yeah. Like I don't want to be on camera yet.
Right. For sure. Yeah. And that's completely gone now, to the point where I'm like, man, I got to start a YouTube channel. I got to tell everybody about this. It's like so simple and so transformative that I gotta do something. I'm sure there might be 100, 200 people out there that's doing the same thing, but,
yep. It's like,
I still got to do it.
Exactly. You turn your talent, you turn your talent into a skill, and, you utilize it, like with you clearing up those, background elements and already having that skill of, your photography background, now you have that going and able to utilize, what you did weren't doing before. So that's pretty good.
You definitely beating me on the exercise front for sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to be more consistent with it and everything, because I do want to hit certain goals and such, so when people see you're getting results and you're being truthful and open and honest, and I want to get that out there and help a lot of people out. So I'm doing the plan that works for me and such, and I give people an open book and tell them, hey, try this out, do your research, and, adjust your plan to work for you, and, kind of take it and go from there, take it day by day. So I'm just adjusting and enjoying the process.
That's awesome. So I think you touched on this earlier. In social situations, how do you navigate that if somebody's like, oh my gosh, all you eat is meat, or why just have this, little just the taco or have a piece of cake or something like that? Is there like a certain strategy that you employ or just kind of do whatever?
Yeah. So like for me, like I said, it's gotten a whole lot better. So if I choose to slip off my plan and, you know, do something, that's all in my choice, but I'm not going to allow someone else to pressure me into doing that. So, you know, I try to, if, you know, we're a close friend of someone, I try to have that conversation with them if I ever have to, like, hey, you know, this is what I'm doing, you know, sorry. So, you know, I'll try to do some alternative or something. And I'm not going to, you know, turn down and say no to them if someone invites me to an event or something like that. And, you know, whatever decision I make, I make. But I'm just a lot more mindful. And I know this is what's going to happen if I do this. This is what's going to happen if I do that. And, you know, if I'm trying to reach a goal and, you know, if I'm urgently trying to reach a goal or if it's kind of like a lax thing, you know, that's all up to me. So, you know, I definitely don't, you know, allow someone to, you know, most likely now, you know, pressure me into, you know, putting something in my mouth that I don't want to. But if I do something, I leave it all to my choice. So, but, you know, majority of the time, everything is good with the certain people that I do hang with. And I kind of, you know, some people that I don't usually, you know, hang out with, you know, most of the time, I give them a heads up on like kind of what I'm doing and everything, you know, as a disclaimer. So,
right.
But it's kind of how, you know, depending on the situation and everything, that's kind of how I go about it and stuff. And there's certain things that I know that's going to just hinder me within, you know, my progress within like a week or something. I definitely stay away from, like, you know, like alcohol or something like that. You know, it's certain things that are just nowhere near around me, you know, 99% of the time. So, you know, I'm doing a lot better with that and everything because I've seen how far I've come. And, and, you know, like I said, you still have to live life and everything, but I'm so glad now that I'm a lot more mindful and everything. So, like I said, education has definitely gone a long way with me because, you know, I've researched like what everything you do, everything you put in your body and stuff is going to affect, you know, your cells within the next 3 months. And, you know, it kind of goes in that line of thinking of you are what you eat, which is true to some degree because, you know, everything you put in your body, you know, it's going to affect how your hormones are going to work the next 72 hours, you know, your cells, and it's everything. So I'm just a lot more mindful, you know, definitely when I go out or something. And, you know, I'm definitely also as well, like I said, trying to meet with, you know, find some different people in the area to sort of kind of like do a meetup group with this more low carbon carnivore. And, try to do some other things other than, you know, where food is involved, of course. Like, I want to get out and check out different places and, you know, maybe try to get into nature or something like that, you know, just have some different hobbies and, you know, going on where it's like, when that's not now, I was thinking about food. Because, of course, every time, majority of the time when people want to go out, they want to go out to eat, you know. So, right. Like, guys, yeah, let's find something else to do other than going out to eat. So, yeah, you know, that's right. Fun, but, you know, so other things to do and eat, so. Yeah,
it's insane how I was just thinking that the other day. Like when you go out with people that are non-carnivore or they don't eat this way, it's like literally 99% of anything that you do, it all involves food.
Exactly. And I used to think all the time to myself, like I'll talk to people, you know, from the gym or whichever where I meet them, and they say, hey, yeah, I got some friends that I hike with and, you know, I got some friends that I kayak or ski or whatever it is. And I said, well, I need some friends that, you know, want to do things other than eat too, you know. Right. So it's so weird and everything. It's like every time, you know, you run into a lot of people, they just, you know, want to hit a restaurant or something, and I'm like, guys, please.
Right. So, right.
Yeah, so, you know, that's kind of how, you know, navigate that now and everything. So it's you know, it's a process, you know. I'm getting there and everything. And not trying to, you know, isolate people or anything like that. You know, I still try to be open to, you know, socialize and such and stuff. But I just try to, you know, I said, hey, I'd rather just, you know, let's have a cookout at home or something where I know, like, hey, I'm cooking the food and, you know, I could cook on the grill or something versus going to a restaurant or something. But like on a super rare occasion, I don't mind. Like, hey, if we do like a steakhouse or something, hey, I could just eat the meat and everything. So that's fine. But, you know, we're not going to go somewhere where like 90% of the menu is carbs. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to just, you know, throw that in my face. So,
right. Yeah. It's crazy too with the steak prices at these places. I mean,
we went
somewhere and it was like, you know, they act like it's some big thing that they have a, you know, a 12 ounce ribeye or something like that. It's like $32, you know. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
12 ounces.
Cook that thing better at home. Exactly. Get a bigger ribeye in the store and cook it at home just as good or better. So,
yeah. For a third the price, that's just crazy.
And then it's not including the taxes and tips. So you're paying about $40 for a steak.
For sure. So I think you kind of alluded to this, that you don't do this, but do you incorporate any intermittent fasting or anything like intentionally?
In a way, intentionally, I guess, because I'm so used to it now and everything since I, you know, started doing it from keto, because before keto, I was eating, you know, more than 3+ times a day with the snacks and such and all that. But now, 1, maybe 2 meals a day. Okay. So, and during the summertime, you know, I'm not a big fan of the heat, of course. So most of the time I don't even want to eat more than once a day. So with me trying to get my steps in and stuff, if I go outside. So, majority of the time, yeah, I'm doing OMAD. And I feel pretty satisfied depending on how much I'm eating. So that's why today I just did the 2 chuck eye steaks and, you know, added a little bit of extra fat from the grass fed butter and I'm good to go. So
nice. In case anybody doesn't know, explain what OMAD is.
OMAD is 1 meal a day.
Cool.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, I gotten a lot of information with, you know, intermittent fasting from when I was doing keto. I was following Dr. Eric Berg, and yeah, he has a YouTube channel as well. Been around for a while, and I was just daily basis going through a lot of his videos of, and he has probably videos on anything you could think of when it comes to keto, and even a little bit of carnivore stuff. But that's helped me out a lot. I'm a lot more educated now with, you know, hormones and, you know, what certain foods do to your body and everything. And, you know, that's a great resource, you know, to use if you're trying to do some research and just going into keto at first and then, you know, check out some of the doctors that we recommend if you want to go into carnivore or ketovore. So, you know, you can check out Dr. Ken Berry and Dr. Anthony Chafee and, you know, those sort of guys and, you know, get your information from that, write some stuff down and, you know, just a plan to work for you.
That's awesome. You led right into the next question that I had was, who's your favorite YouTube channels?
Yep. Yeah. Those definitely are my still favorite and everything. So, and I like that sort of content where, you know, there's more common sense, it, you know, breaks it down to where you can understand it. But I definitely like checking other people out that, you know, break more of the science down because, you know, everyone's not going to explain it the same way because they have a different audience and different objective, of course. So, like with me, I try to educate myself as much as I can, you know, in case someone runs into me with a question or if I'm curious to try out something or figure something out. So, you know, it's you know, they're definitely pretty good resources and everything. They're definitely doing some good stuff. And, like anybody that asks me now, you know, I definitely try to recommend them, you know, to do their research because I think one problem is with people going into it and you hear these things, you know, from people saying, hey, this isn't working for me or, you know, I've started to gain weight or something like that. You'll ask them certain questions like, hey, are you doing, you know, dairy or, you know, are you doing too much fat or something? So they go online and look at somebody that is already hit their goals and they're like 140 pounds or something. Mm-hmm. And they're already burning, you know, fat like 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. And they're doing their plan. Mm-hmm. And you're probably can't do that because, you know, your body still, you know, you're still adjusting. You're still getting rid of the inflammation or whatever it is. So you want to adjust the plan and kind of work for you. Probably do a little bit higher protein and a little bit less fat, maybe. Not saying go low fat or no fat, but just kind of do a little bit more research to adjust your plan just to work for you. Look at your macronutrients and you know, so your micronutrients and all that such. So, you know, everything has its purpose. So just kind of get some basic research down and then get some examples of, you know, you could probably follow some people that have a similar story or situation as you, and maybe you'll find some answers from there. So like with me, you know, before I got into actually reaching out to people, you know, I checked out different videos and different channels. Because, of course, one will lead to another suggestion. So
that's really good advice, for sure. Yeah, a lot of people, I think, do fall into that trap of, you know, what do you eat? And then they, you know, get advice from somebody that's at a totally different stage in the process. Oh, that didn't work for me, or I'm super crampy now, or, you know.
And they start doing exactly what they're doing. You know, you have different people out there that, you know, and not knocking what they're doing, but they're doing stuff like a, you know, steak in a half a stick of butter or something like that.
Right.
And you can't do that. So, you know, your body's going to process that completely differently. You know, if you do too much fat or something, I think you had mentioned it before, you know, it's going to show when you have to, you know, run to the restroom or something like that, you know, so, you know, your body's going to process it, you know, completely differently. So you want to do your research on what you're about to do and everything. Mm-hmm. So you could be doing the right things, but you could be doing too little or too much of it. So, you know, you're going to have to adjust to how you feel and everything after you consume a certain amount of something. And I kind of, you know, and I could be right or wrong what I'm about to say, but I kind of still believe in some of the calories in and out theory to some degree, depending on your goals, but you still have to be eating the correct things. So like with me doing, you know, carnivore and keto for some time, you know, I kind of still want to stay in like a small deficit, but I still eat till I'm satisfied though at the same time. So when I had the steak, which is more dense, the couple steaks today, I'm pretty good. So I know I'm getting a good amount of activity in, and I'm probably, I don't really count calories with so much, but I still just keep certain, I'm still just more mindful and everything. I feel like, you know, okay, I'll just do a little bit of this and a couple slices of butter put on there. I'm good to go, but I'm not going to throw half the stick on there or something like that. It's just unnecessary. So, you know, and I'm trying to burn my own fat still. So, and I still think, you know, believe that your body's going to burn the dietary fat before it just switches over to yours. Everything may go a little back and forth, but, you know, you just kind of want to keep those things in mind too when you're jumping into the plan.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any aspirations to do any kind of coaching for this way of eating in the future?
Maybe. I definitely keep it in mind. I want to right now focus on hitting my goals, and, you know, people, you know, I still think it, a lot of the time people want to see, you know, a good example and results, and people are going to, you know, take you more seriously and listen to you if they see that you're representing or looking some sort of type of way. And so I think right now I'm just going to, you know, focus on hitting my goals and probably just do some stuff online. And, you know, I may look into doing something like, for example, what's the company called, Rivero, that Dr. Sean Baker started? And he actually has a section where, you know, ordinary people just like you and me are, you know, doing carnivore, you know, coaching and telling people, you know, what they've done and, you know, their plan and everything, and kind of giving them advice from their standpoint to see, you know, if that can, you know, help them out. Because, it's, you know, everyone's going to have a different standpoint. And this person can say something that can help you out here, and that person can say something that maybe help you out there. So it's kind of putting pieces of the puzzle together. So I can see myself starting off to do, you know, some sort of, you know, collaboration online coaching or something. And then maybe I'll go off and do something on my own. So I'm just kind of brainstorming right now and just kind of getting out the information out there, just this that I have that I've gotten from other people, and just kind of bouncing off ideas. So that could be, you know, an option. So I appreciate you bringing that up, because, you know, that gave me some things that I also think about. So
yeah, for sure.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Even though you may not be where you are or want to be at this point, you know, you could still help thousands and thousands of people.
Oh, definitely.
For sure.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. So, you know, I try to get the most accurate information I can get to give to somebody else because I want to help more than, you know, hurt someone. So, you know, I want to make sure I'm just covering all the bases to, you know, get legitimate information out there that I find and, you know, kind of go from there. So, you know, I want to cite myself, you know, my sources and everything before I give it to somebody. So,
for sure. Yep. Cool. So what would be, let's say your top, we won't say advice, but your top tip that you would have for somebody that is just starting?
I definitely will let anyone know out there, you know, definitely value yourself and, you know, do your research and, you know, if it's a goal you're trying to meet, you know, write it down, you know, take days one day at a time, think things one day at a time. And, you know, if you have any additional questions or anything like that, or trying to find out definitely where to start, you know, reach out to us. And, you know, everyone's different, you know, don't compare yourself to others or anything like that. And, you know, definitely, you know, when you do hit your goals and, you know, get to the point where you want to be, you know, you're going to be the best version of yourself, you know, you possibly can. So, you know, keep that in mind and, you know, value yourself and, you know, take things from there.
Cool. That's very good advice.
Thank you.
Let's do, where can people find you? We talked about this earlier, but in case somebody jumped in at the middle or something like that, we'll let them know where they can find you on social media.
Oh, definitely. So you can reach out to me. I have a Facebook account.
Okay.
And we'll probably go ahead and link that in the description. And, you know, you can reach out to me, you know, link, subscribe to my channel at Carnivore Damon, also as well. And then I'll also go ahead and link in my email address as well if you have any personal questions or anything and just need to know where to start. And I'm open and available as definitely as much as I can. And I'll get back to you ASAP.
Awesome. Your YouTube channel is at Carnivore Damon. Is that right?
At Carnivore Damon. YouTube's kind of funny with the searches. So
right.
When you type in Carnivore Damon, put it in as all one word, like I have it set right here in my tag, and no spaces in between Carnivore and Damon. So
okay.
Probably once I get more, my numbers get more up there and everything, my search will come up better. But, you know how search engines are, so.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So last thing before we go, what are you going to do when we're done?
I'm probably going to go ahead and go for a good workout. So
okay.
Go for a awesome. Good walk. And because I'm already done eating for the day.
Right.
And I'm probably going to go ahead and prep my meal for tomorrow, throw in the fridge. I'm doing some more steaks. And that is going to be it. I want to close the evening out good and get myself a good night's sleep. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot, Damon. It was really nice getting to know you a lot more this interview, and definitely looking forward to connecting again. And we also do the Keto Cookout Live once a week where we cut it up. So I really
come
encourage
see us.
People to come see us. Yep. Russ actually came up with a new like tagline for us, which is "We grilling, baby."
We grilling.
Yeah. That'll be our catchphrase. So, yeah. All right, Damon. Thanks.
Yep.
I appreciate it. I hope you have a good evening.
Thank you for having me on. You have a good one, Adam.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Damon, for sharing your story. Go subscribe to @CarnivoreDamon if you haven't already done so. You will find some great content coming soon. Comment below and tell me what benefits you have had on a carnivore diet. If you haven't started yet, what do you hope to achieve? Also, don't forget to spread the word by sharing this video with anyone who could find inspiration in Damon's story.
If you like this video, please hit that like button and subscribe. It really helps me. Thank you again. Stay amazing and see you in the next one. Bye for now.